Hey guys, Stephen here. Hope you're going super well. In today's episode, we're not going to do what I had hoped to do. I keep failing. I just keep falling into my own trap. And I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about those days where you just never catch up. You know, you just wake up and you're like, this is going to be a day where whatever I do, however happy I make it, however much I change my mindset, I'm just going to feel like I never catch up and I'm always three steps behind. I want to tell you a bit about that, how I'm dealing with them, and also how sometimes I don't deal with them, because I think it's important to be honest. So let's dive completely into this episode. This is one of my old ones where I just go off on a really core and interesting and intriguing tangent, so I hope you enjoy it. Let's dive in. Okay, guys, so in this episode, I really want to talk about these days that just feel like they get away from you. You know, for whatever reason, your normal routine gets broken in the morning and you just can't seem to, whatever you do, catch up with it. And all your goals, no matter how many there are, you get a couple of them done, but you just don't feel like you're ticking the to-dos off your bingo board, as I would say. You know, I've had a couple of those days recently, and they are tiring, right? They get me into a bad mental state. I just kind of want to be left alone. I feel really insular on those days where, you know, I'm kind of wanting other people to frustrate me so I can snap at them. I don't know if you've had those days where they just, your mind just runs off down every rabbit hole. And more often than not, you don't even really realize, you know, what's kind of happening, but you're not really paying much attention. You just kind of feel like, hey, this is one of those chalked off days where it's, you kind of switch all systems to survival mode and you keep going. I say that like, you know, it's not really terrible, but it's just one of those days where, you know, everything just isn't quite working. You know, for me, to give you an example, this morning, it's winter over here, so I've got quite a good routine where I go for a walk, I listen to something inspiring. It's a superly awesome morning routine. If that's the only morning routine part I get in, I'm super happy. This morning, I missed that. So I slept in a bit late because the winter is really cold, and if I'm not falling asleep until later, I'm trying to let myself have a bit more time in bed. I think it is important to get your sleep, especially if you have a really active mind. I'm sure we do need more sleep than other people, in my own opinion, and from what I've heard from others. But I slept and I was like, hey, I need this time, I need to sleep. So by the time I got up, I was in a weird state and I was like, oh, I ended up jumping on and playing a video game or two. And I do that sometimes in the morning, but only if I wake up extra early. So by the time I'd finished that, by the time I'd gotten ready to go for my walk, I grabbed my earphones, which weren't the ones I really like, my new AirPods, which I've sadly lost. They fell out of my pocket. That was a punch in the gut. They fell out of my pocket and have gone to hopefully someone who needs them more than I do, which is pretty frustrating. You know, that was a lesson in getting over stuff, over shit is what I was going to say, getting over shit quickly, you know, which was painful, right? So I lost those. I was wearing these other ones. They didn't quite work. I got halfway up the road, had to turn back to get different headphones because I was not going to put up with like a glitchy set of headphones. And by the time I got back, I looked at my watch and where I had to be next was just too close. There was no way I was getting my walk in. The first time around, I was probably hopeful. I was probably going to be late for my next session where I had to get on the train. So that's how my day started. Now, in the grand scheme of life, the bird sitting on the tree watching me this morning, should that bird such exist? You know, would have watched and gone, didn't seem that bad. You know, you played a few games, you slept in a little bit, that's a pretty good life. But on the inside of me, I was like, everything is stuffed up because my routine has gone out the window. My routine's gone and everything else with it is going to go down a similar path and it's going to crack. And I was like, this is frustrating. You know, whatever I did just didn't feel quite right today. I just felt, whether it was a bit of work at a meeting, I just was a little bit off. You know, and it was kind of like I was attracting stuff in my universe towards that. I was looking, it was kind of like my perspective for the whole day. My RAS, my reticular activating system, was looking for those little things that were slightly off all day. And yeah, like it wasn't, you know, again, it wasn't a bad day. It wasn't a terrible day. There are many, many people in the world, and I'm very grateful for what I have. But if you're like me and you're dyslexic as anything, those days are killer. They kill you inside. You know, because of the lateness as well, I didn't get to record the podcast in the morning as well, which I'd hoped to. It's Tuesday afternoon when I do this one, which I really wanted to get out because I'm really feeling this, and I think it's important. These podcasts are sometimes the most valuable for people because a lot of you are feeling this exact same way, and you just want to bite down your lip and go, because that's how I'm feeling today. I'm just frustrated. You know, and I've got this dream to get this version of this mini series of podcasts out that are kind of starting from the beginning. I've got some broad concepts. I know I just need to apply some focused time to it. And it's just, and every time I sit down to do them, you know, because I've got a really big perfectionist expectation around these ones more than any other, I'm building it up in my head, and every time I do it, they're not quite good enough. Not quite good enough. And I know that's only in my head. I know no one else has that but me. I could just have to breathe out sometimes and go, this day will go tomorrow, and I will forget all of this. It won't matter. It won't even pop up on my radar. I can't remember what I did 7 days ago. I won't remember what I did tomorrow, yesterday. I have to really think what I did yesterday. So this will go, and I'm aware of that. And I'm aware that if the podcast, if I, you know, don't get it quite right, doesn't matter in the grand scheme of life. You know, it doesn't matter. In the grand scheme of life, people will forgive. But I beat myself up like everybody. And I have to slow down and go, hey, it's just one of those days. It'll pass. Tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow will be fine. And you'll carry on. You know, are you grateful for where you are? Yep. Have I done the work to create my 60-second vision of where I'm going? Yep. Am I going there? Yep. It's all okay. I have to remind myself. Yeah, so that was one of those days, one of those dyslexic, I can't catch up with myself days. And I wanted to share that with everyone because I know it's, you know, I'm always trying to be upbeat, you know, and I'm really trying to look at the positives. But dyslexia does have challenging days. Right brain thinking, when your right brain just kind of takes over logic and everything feels like it's thrown off kilter. It's like a spinning top that instead of spinning does that thing where it like spins, but it spins on like a really large circle instead of just in one place. And it's just kind of like off of, yeah, it's like the planet's off of alignment. And I think it's important to know that this happens to us all. One thing it has done this morning that I did do that I don't usually do is I recognize that I was on one of these I can't catch up days. And so while I was in the center of this kind of vortex, I managed to sit there with my notepad and say, what could I do that would lower the stress on one of these days? What routine could I change to improve? And one of the things I realized is, although I've loved doing this for so long, you know, with the podcast, you know, I do it off the cuff because that's the way I enjoy it. I love the flowing conversations. I love channeling the wisdom that I've picked up from the week and attaching that to the stuff from years ago and pulling it all together with passion and energy. But what I have also realized is it's stressing me the hell out. You know, so what I'm going to commit to doing is I'm going to get a week in advance of my podcasts I can't do it same day podcasting anymore. I've just made the call. So this week, I'm going to continue to do my normal podcasts. And in this weekend, I'm going to record two podcasts. I'm going to send the girls out for ice cream one of these days. Touch wood, there's a bit of winter sun. And I'm going to record the two first podcasts of this mini series. That's my dream, at least. No promises, but that's my dream. And I'm going to release them next week. And then next week, I'm going to do the podcast for the following week. So I'm always going to be 1 week in advance, which, touch wood, will stop me from stressing out. Like, when I have these days, I know that I have great content for you. And I also know that if I can give myself a couple of hours, I can get these special podcasts done properly and well, without rushing, without feeling overwhelmed. And, you know, that one change to my routine, it'll take a few weeks to kick in, but once it's kicked in, I'm going to notice that. I'm going to notice that distressing. So what in your life, if you're ever having one of these days, what I'd urge you to do is go, what's one thing, one routine, one system of your machine of life that if you adjusted it would de-stress you a little bit? You know, could be you need to put the bins out on a Friday morning. And you go, actually, I'm going to put the bins out on a Thursday night. I'm going to do it the night before, so they're always out. It's a lot less stressful. Takes one thing off of the morning, and I'm going to do it. How would that help me? You know, things like that. What's one routine you could adjust so that I can say today, even in my day where I was losing time and it felt like that at least, or everything was going a bit crazy, I made one super positive decision that will affect the weeks, months, and years to come. That's what I wanted to share. Hopefully that's been valuable, guys. Love you all. Thank you for sharing the pod. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the guys that have already signed up to the Emotional Roller Coaster course. We've kind of released this on the sly on the Truth About Dyslexia. It's under the menu if you want to have a peek at it. It's a very, very cheap and cost-effective starter course that people are enjoying. Feel free to jump on and grab it. I think it's like $17. It's real super cheap. It's one that Vanessa created. It's all about the emotional ups and downs of life that we're going through. Very much about what I've been talking about today. It helps you actually get a picture of it all. You know, so anyone who's experiencing that, who wants that, go and grab it. I really appreciate that support. And give us feedback about it. We're always trying to improve these things. You know us, the dyslexic mind. No painting's ever finished. We're always putting another coat on it. Thank you for everyone and your support. And I'll be back on 2 days' time. Have an epic rest of your day.